The Traveler's Journal, November 25th, with tips for travelers in trouble abroad. Every year, about 5,000 U.S. citizens are arrested while traveling overseas. At least 2,000 presently reside behind bars in 80 foreign countries. Some 40 varieties of criminal offenses were filed against American travelers last year. Those caught in significant illegal drug activities comprised a majority, but many were arrested for possessing an ounce or less of marijuana. It's sobering to realize that at least 5 countries, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, still execute some drug offenders. About 500 Americans were incarcerated for business fraud. A fair portion were innocent people who happened to be unaware of particular nuances of local law or business custom. In some Muslim countries, for example, a handshake on a business deal can constitute a binding legal contract. Breaking that contract can land you in jail. Other common charges include immigration and customs violations, public intoxication, passing bad checks, and motor vehicle accidents. To avoid unfortunate legal incidents, get to know the laws and customs of the country you're visiting. Never buy art, artifacts, or exchange money on the black market, or export questionable items without proper authorization. Have a contingency plan in case of arrest. Be aware that the U.S. government won't lend you money and can't get you out of foreign jails. And remember, laws and constitutional guarantees you take for granted in the U.S. may have absolutely no meaning. Next time you're online, visit us at www.travelersjournal.com. You'll find a world of travel resources. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.